Vasilisa arrived at the house, and when she did not find her frog skin, she wept. "Oh, Prince Ivan, if only you could have been more patient. Now you have lost me forever, unless you can find me beyond 3 times 9 lands in the 30th kingdom, in the empire that lies under the sun, the realm of Old Bones the Immortal." Then Vasilisa the Wise turned into a blue dove and flew out the window. Ivan wept for almost a year before the Tsar gave him permission to search for his lost wife. He did not know where to begin, so he followed his eyes. Ivan walked for a long, long time. Many days had passed when he met a very old man, and he told him his story.
"Oh, Prince Ivan," the old man said, "why did you burn the frog skin? It was not yours to take. Vasilisa was born wiser than her own father, and in a jealous rage he turned her into a frog for 3 years. Her time was almost up, and if you had not burned her frog skin, she would be with you now. I will give you this golden ball to help you find her. Throw it on the ground and follow it wherever it rolls."
Ivan thanked the old man and followed the little gold ball as it led him across a plain and into a dense forest. Then, in a small clearing, it stopped before a bear. Ivan drew his bow and was just about to shoot when the bear spoke to him.
"Don't kill me, Prince Ivan, for one day I will be able to help you."
Ivan put down his bow and continued on his way. Before long, he spotted a drake flying overhead. He was about to shoot it when the duck cried out,
"Do not kill me, Prince Ivan, for one day I will help you."
The prince spared the drake and went on. Suddenly, a hare ran across his path. As Ivan was about to shoot it, it too cried out, "Please don't kill me, Prince Ivan, for one day I will be able to help you." Again, Ivan put down his bow and continued on his way after the rolling ball. Next, he came upon a pike lying on the shore beside a beautiful lake. The fish, gasping for breath, asked Ivan to please help him back into the lake. Ivan took pity on the poor fish and threw it back into the lake and walked on. Much later, the golden ball stopped before a hut in the forest. It was a strange house built on chicken legs, and it turned round and round continually. Ivan commanded, little hut, stand the way thy mother placed thee, with thy back to the wood and thy front to me." At once the hut stood still. Ivan climbed up one of the chicken legs and opened the door. Inside he saw the oldest of the Baba Yagas, the grandmother of all the witches. She was sitting on top of a stove, her bony old hands curled around a wooden cane.
"What brings you here?" she screeched at Ivan.
"Is that any way to greet a Russian?" said the prince. "I have traveled long and far, and I am very hungry. First, heat up a bath and prepare some food for me, and then I will tell you my story." The Baba Yaga was delighted with his spirit, so she prepared a bath and some food for him. Once he had refreshed himself, he told her his sad story.